Thank you, Peter. And we round off this first part of Chatterbox with news of unhappiness with the supermarket chain Asda, Norwich misses out on a retail award, and plans for a hotel and more at the Postwick Hub.
City residents have said they feel let down by Asda after the supermarket giant offered only half the funds required to fully fit out a community centre at Hall Road. Part of the planning requirements for the company to construct its new store at the retail park was that it provided a new community centre. But 18 months down the line, trustees have been left with a shell of a building as legal wrangling continues over the cost of the internal fitting. While Asda has kept its budget at £70,000, cost estimates on behalf of Norwich City Council say more than £162,000 is required.
A Norwich City Centre shopping spot has narrowly lost out in a national contest celebrating the country's high streets. Having been nominated by the Norwich Business Improvement District, the Castle and Arcade District had made it to the final three of the Great British High Street Awards 2016 City category. The Norwich Business Improvement District had hoped to continue the city's success in the awards after the Lanes were crowned victorious in 2014. But at a recent ceremony, the district surrounding the castle and the Royal Arcade and fellow finalist Broadmead in Bristol lost out to the Cathedral Quarter in Derby in what judges said was an incredibly close category. Speaking after the ceremony, Stephen Gurney, Executive Director of the Norwich Business Improvement District, said, "We are delighted to have been recognised, and we think the work that is going on in the city really stood out at the ceremony."
A hotel, two drive-through restaurants, a pub and a petrol station could be built in the midst of the controversial Postwick Hub. Preston-based consultants PWA Planning are drawing up plans on behalf of Euro Garages for a 7.5-acre site to the east of Norwich, next to the A47 and A1042. The site has previously been used as a vehicle compound and for huts for the workers who built the junction, which would also serve as a gateway to the Norwich Northern Distributor Road. While a formal planning application has yet to be lodged with Broadland District Council, an exhibition showing the potential proposals at Postwick Village Hall from 5pm to 7pm. In documents submitted to Broadland District Council ahead of a planning application, the applicants say that access to the development would be from a new arm off the existing roundabout on the A1042 to the south of the site.
A Sainsbury's store on Queen's Road has donated a Christmas hamper full of festive delights to the Norfolk and Norwich Association for the Blind, the NNAB. The hamper contains goodies from Christmas puddings to chocolate and was presented to associates from the NNAB on the 10th of December. A store spokesman said, "We hope our hamper will bring some Christmas joy to the people that the charity supports. We were delighted to have the NNAB as our charity of the year for 2015-16, and we want to keep supporting them where possible."
What do beer, bratwurst and Norwich City Centre venue have in common? The answer is Oktoberfest, Norwich. Open Norwich, home of the Open Youth Trust, will be bringing the German Beer Festival to East Anglia in 2017. Complete with European entertainment and continental food. The venue at Bank Plain will be transformed into a traditional beer cellar, opening for the festival on October the 6th and 7th, 2017. Three sessions will take place over the 2 days, one on Friday evening and two on Saturday afternoon and evening. Tickets are currently on sale with an early bird price of £10, including a specially branded limited edition Oktoberfest Norwich Bavarian beer glass.
A pair of Santa's reindeer managed to take some time out of their Christmas training schedule to visit Beauthorpe. Comet and Blitzen have been visiting residents and tenants at Beauthorpe Care Village. Residents from Mayflower Court and the Meadows were able to pet and feed the reindeer. The reindeer, both 7 years old, were given a temporary spot on the patio outside the Care Villages Cafe. Karma Wensley, manager of Mayflower Court, said, "It was lovely to see so many of our residents getting to see the reindeer. We had a big crowd of people wanting to get close to them and others who were happy to watch them from a distance too. Christmas is a very special time for us and brings back lots of lovely memories to our residents and tenants."
Traffic will be banned from more Norwich city centres from the next month, in the final phase of a multi-million pound shake-up. All Saints Street and part of All Saints Green, outside John Lewis, will be permanently closed in the next stage of a £3 million project. That scheme has already seen Wesselgate pedestrianised and changes to Golden Ball Street, Rouen Road, Burr Street, Thorn Lane and Farmers Avenue. Bosses behind the Transport for Norwich scheme say the final phase will make All Saints Green an attractive, traffic-free open space and will also put in place more parking provision for disabled drivers.
Well, that's all for this part of Chatterbox. Your readers on part two are Jane Evans and Robin Quine, who will have more news from Norwich, Information Desk, and our second feature recalling starting married life with a Rover 10. So now, it's goodbye from Alison Applin
and Brian Clark.